suggesting. I wasn't suggesting you don't. I don't know what I'm doing. At any time.
Man, I really have to go to the bathroom. That sucks. Well, I'm happy we're finally getting it cleaned.
You know how to do it, right?
Well, I forgot my key card, and so that's the only one I can use. And it's finally being cleaned, so we can't use it.
Oh, the gentleman is in there.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
Hey, no, you're not.
No, I'm not. Here's the thing. Oh, that's right, because you forgot your little pass key.
Because I have it in my bike bag, and I've been a lazy girl taking the bus.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you this. This bathroom we have over here on this side, the Talent, there's a lot of Avon products in there.
I've noticed that, too. A bath gel?
Yeah. I don't know what that's all about. And there's that Avon body spray in there that I know you use sometimes.
Somebody's got to get recruited into selling that before the end of the day.
I spray it in my hair.
Really? Do you?
I have before.
You want some Febreze for that?
Shut up.
I'm sorry. Like that.
That was over the line.
Do you own Febreze?
I think so.
Do you use it? Well, you must. So there you go. Ergo, not over the line.
No, I used to Febreze my clothes. And I Febreze my hair before, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Who hasn't? I defy you to find the person who hasn't Febrezed, you know, like, well, these feet are kind of dirty. And there you go. Right back in the shoe. All right. Good times. It's,
You're making me sound so gross today.
Well, you know what? We're all here in a studio together where no one has to see
us. I'm wearing clean clothes. I took a shower.
Doesn't matter. No, I'm just saying. But in that bathroom, there's like that weird body spray product that's in there. And then sometimes you'll come in from a commercial break and smelling all coconutty.
Gardenia.
Yes, totally. Gardenia. So Avon is weird. I didn't think anybody sold Avon anymore.
Avon.
Do they still go door to door?
I don't think so.
I think
that's too dangerous.
Is it
in this post 9/11 world?
Yeah, oh, I'm thinking of Mary Kay.
No, well, they're the same thing, aren't they?
What about the Fuller Brush Man?
Whatever happened to Borax? Whatever happened to Burma Shave?
I haven't seen the Iceman lately.
No, but seriously, aren't Avon and Mary Kay the same thing?
No, they're two different entities.
Okay, I know they're two different companies, but isn't it the same deal? It's a woman.
They're both makeup.
It's a woman with a cardboard suitcase, and she's always fat, and she comes to your house.
With Mary Kay, you get the pink car.
Look, I mean, has there ever been, like, a supposed prize that is more indicative? I mean, really, I mean, that's like the prize being a scar. That's like the prize. Look, for this prize, we're going to give you an eye patch. I mean, it's just, you know, for this prize, we're going to shave your head. There is no, and I hope I'm not offending anybody in the audience, although I suspect that ship has sailed today in many hundreds of ways.
They're listening over at the Avon convention at the...
I'm just saying, like, have you ever seen a pink Mary Kay catalog and gone, that's a woman with tact and class? You haven't. I mean...
Well, you know that she has endurance. She worked for that car.
I suppose.
I wonder how much
Avon or Mary Kay stuff do you actually have to sell to get it? If somebody knows... please call. I'm really and legitimately curious about that. That's a whole... Because, I mean, you always hear something about those... Like, I'm not going to say that Amway is a pyramid scheme. But, I mean, we all know that in many of those... many of those type of companies, that it's like the guy at the top who makes the money. It's like the further up the pyramid, further up the chain...
There's a 20-pound box of soap powder. In the meantime, you trip over it on the first week and dump it all down the stairs.
Well, and I mean, and Amway
like
is just... It's just a bunch of people selling crap to each other. That's all it is.
Well, at least you're not a girl, because I've been suckered into, makeup parties where everyone's like, oh, we'll get together and do each other's makeup. Someone let me borrow some free stuff. Then you find out they're an undercover Mary Kay person.
Totally.
Like, this is only $29.95.
And we've all had that, too, where it's like some friend will come over. Have you ever had the friend who's like, hey, why don't we should get together and have a drink? And then you're there, and immediately they're coming out with like a chart, like a little flip book that they brought with them, and they're drawing overlapping circles, going, this is you, and these people are, well, they're underneath you, and see if you can get fine. You're like, and you look around, you just realize there's no escape. So,
it's
but
like, I only know three people. How wealthy can I be?
But there must be people making money on that stuff somewhere. Like somewhere, there's a guy out there within the sound of my voice who makes a lot of money at Amway. I mean, it can't just be nothing but idiots who get shafted, right? I mean, because the whole thing would have imploded by now. Amway's been around for like 40 years, hasn't it?
I would say so, yes.
I remember my parents, man. My parents had friends that tried to sucker them into Amway. And I didn't realize what it was until later. It happened exactly this way. We were at a Pizza Hut in Kennewick. I was like 12. And these and it was totally like a Groundhog Day moment. We're sitting there at the Pizza Hut, and these people come over, and it's like, you know, they come over, they're like, hey, Phil Connors, or whatever, you know, totally introducing themselves to my parents out of the blue. They hadn't seen each other forever. It was like some guy my dad went to high school with, and the guy's like, we haven't seen each other since high school. Let's come over to my place. We'll get a beer. And I remember this, like, I remember my own name, these people nagging my parents to go over to their house that night for a beer, and I got drug along because I was a kid. And then the next thing you know, you look downstairs, and there's a guy setting up an easel, you know, and it's just and taking out a crate of, now, this is a really great simple detergent. It's just, it's the worst. What are these people? Okay. And these are all men. They're all men calling about Mary Kay. That's fantastic. Let's see here. Darren, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Afternoon, Rick.
What's up, brother?
Well, I know a little bit about all three of those things that you speak of, Mary Kay, Avon, and Amway.
Why is that?
Well, because my wife, unfortunately, got suckered into the dresser full of Avon.
Yeah.
I have a neighbor down the way that sells Mary Kay. And then not too long ago, we also got swaddled into the Amway fold, if you will.
So you guys have pretty much the best life ever.
We do.
Yeah.
we can imagine.
Are you still involved with Amway?
No.
We're making it sound like it's crystal meth. You are, aren't you?
No, really.
You've got a basement full of stuff you can't sell.
Actually, they don't do it that way anymore. They have catalogs and they have websites, and you order it through your next chain up, and then they get this huge box full of crap from all 12 of their people that they order for, and then you go to their house and
pick up smaller boxes. This is hard. This is a story problem.
Well, you go to their house?
Yeah, no, that's totally, Amway totally is, it's all done with, like, parties at people's houses. Do they still call it Amway, or do they have, like, a code, like, have they had to switch to another name so that people don't
American
spot it?
Way.
That's what I'm saying. Well, because, like, we talked about how Radio Shack was realistic for a while, and then...
But not real.
And now everybody's learned to spot that when you saw a stereo that said realistic, it was Radio Shack, so they changed their name to Optimus. Is it called Amway, like, on the product?
Well... Yes, Amway has now been enveloped by a much larger company by people that started Amway. So they started another company and then enveloped Amway into
it. What is it called now? What is a sample product that you were instructed to foist upon your friends?
Oh, there are laundry soap, there is food, there is clothing, there is...
Don't these people have... Are these people who don't know how to go to the store? Is that what... Don't these people have supermarkets? Who would buy... No offense, and again, I'm not picking on you, I'm just curious about this. What is your pitch when you're telling a guy, look, don't go to that store with all of their store products, buy your soap from me, Darren?
Well, the idea is that if you get them involved, then they also become a distributor. And in that, they start earning points. And in those points, then they can start earning money back.
What is the brand name on the soap that you would sell them?
Well, some of the soap that I've used did say Amway on it. I think Quicksilver, Quick something. There's a whole list of things. Also, the broader company has relations with companies that you and I buy from every day, like Target, like Office Depot, like Shucks.
What's the name of the largest?
On their website and order stuff, say, from Shucks, walk in, it's already paid for, but you're paying less for it than you would if you walked into Shucks.
This is so confusing.
I wouldn't buy Office Depot soap. I have to draw the line somewhere.
So, is this a thing where, like, you would invite your friends over and you'd be like, so, come on over, we'll watch the game, talk about whatever. And then it's like, at some point during the conversation, they're like, so, yeah, that guy who plays for the Steelers, boy, what an arm he's got. And, hey, who wants baby food? And then you'd have to, like bring it out of a bag.
And go, hey, who wants to make extra money this week by... You know, if you sell X amount of product, we'll send you a check back.
Is that really how you... Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Let's say I'm sitting at your house, Darren. Sarah and I are a newly married couple.
I hate it when you do these analogies.
This is going weird in all sorts of ways.
I know.
I'm just saying, okay, Tim and I are a newly married couple. We're sitting there in the house, and then you have to sort of... You have to casually introduce into the conversation.
Okay.
You have to say... You have to try to get me interested. So you're trying to get Sarah and I interested in this product. How do you do that? How do you interject it into the conversation casually?
Well, you would basically say, so how are things going at your job?
And okay, so here's what we're going to do, Darren. We're going to do a little role-playing here. We're going to do a little play-acting. So, you and I are sitting, Sarah and I are sitting around the house. Sarah's talking to your wife about
cooking.
Woman things.
And knitting.
Knitting.
Arranging flowers.
Knowing one's place.
being submissive.
Being submissive.
Scrapbooking.
Learning the safe word.
Very good.
All right. Okay, so Sarah and I are there, and then you and I are bantering about that big game last night with the local sporting event.
Right.
And so now lead me through this as though you and I are in the living room and you're going to try to get me into Amway. So, yeah, Darren, boy, this is some great beer you've got here.
Basically, you would ask, like, how is your job going?
Oh, well, you know, win some, lose some.
Yeah? Would you like to find a way that you could work less and make the same amount of money?
You don't know how much money I make.
I didn't say that.
I probably could if I didn't have these stubborn stains underneath the arms of my shirt.
If I could just remove them. If it's hard to get a job, Darren, all my clothes are so dirty.
And my babies are so hungry.
I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm blanking. I'm a terrible role player. Hold on. Okay, so you say...
It sounds like an easy sell.
So you say, would you like to make more money in less time? Is that your opening line?
Well, I could show you a way that you could work less hours but make the same or more money, would you be interested in doing that?
That does sound interesting.
Okay. Well, let me show you a way that we can do that. There's a meeting, say, next Thursday evening. Would you be interested in going with other people that are also interested in learning how to do this?
I'm not going
to
be selling drugs, am I?
No.
Is this Amway, Darren?
Not exactly.
I thought we were friends. You're using our friendship. Exactly. I'm never talking to you again.
Great.
All right.
Oh, sorry, no,
I'm just kidding. All right. No, but what do your friends typically, I mean, they typically respond positively to this?
Well, they say, well, let me, you know, a lot of the time, I'd say 9 out of 10 times people say, well, let me look at my schedule, let me think about, you know, that sort of thing. And
let me think about it as a no, though, isn't it?
Yeah, 98% of people say no, and you just don't bring it up again.
But then does it forever taint your friendship?
No.
It's like that time you get drunk and you try to kiss your friend. You try to pretend it never happened.
Some of them.
All right.
Very select few.
Jesus. All right, Darren, thank you for tolerating our foolishness.
And thank you for warping my mind once again.
Well, that's what I do, sir.
You thank and you. Tim married, that's a whole new idea.
Well, that's, you know, I'm just trying
today.
Thank you.
All right. That is like one of the things that you never want to bring up. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that would taint the friendship.
Totally. Well, my dad never talked to those people again. Those people that were like, hey, we should catch up. So, yeah, Amway. Never talked to them again. I had a friend of mine, a radio guy, of course, because radio people are notorious for getting sucked into this because radio people are short on two things, time and money. Because it consumes all of your free time, you work a lot of weird hours, and you're always broke. Scotty is typing a lot of comments on the screen that indicate a certain level of defensiveness about Amway.
Oh, God.
It
takes thousands of hours to build customers. That's the point. Oh, that's the missing point about working less. Let's see here. Hold on. Let me, this is,
Scotty J. This is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
Welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Our good friend Scotty J. Scotty J, you're not an Amway guy, are you?
Not at all.
Okay, so am I misconstruing these comments? You're not.
Yeah.
This is not a thing you've taken because you had an actual, you had a real job. You did like a land or you sold land or swamps or something.
Yeah,
I was a sales guy.
Yeah, I was in sales for years.
I
did a whole bunch of things. In fact, I've been pitched before. By these
were they your
things.
Friends that pitched you?
No, I was actually like in a store one time.
And they just came up and...
Yeah.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, they just lurked out of the aisle and said, put down that box of tie and I can make your life much better.
Seriously.
Yeah, how would you like to not have to come to this store to get that tie?
I used to work with a guy, I won't say his name, but I used to have a radio friend of mine. who was just, and he was a sucker for, it is an addiction, people who are into multi-level marketing, because they always go from one to another, and they're always convinced that the new multi-level marketing thing they found is the one, that's gold. It's not a scam like all the others.
Yeah, believe me, I've tried like 4 of them because I'm in sales and I'm a sucker. A sales rep.
Is that true? You have?
Sure. A sales rep is always a sucker for another sales rep. I mean, the other day, a guy came to our door and had a pickup truck and a freezer in his truck, and he was going to try to dump some leftover meat off at our house. And
what
I was
talking about?
I was listening to his story. He was suckering me in because I'm a sales rep, right?
What do you mean he's suckering you in with meat?
Tainted meat, probably.
What do you mean he was bringing leftover meat by your house?
Buy this now and I'll throw in some spinach.
And a detox kit.
He's trying to get you to buy his meat?
Yes.
So how much?
That's another multi-level thing where they say...
So the guy brings meat by your house?
Yes, they say, hey, you should come to work for us. If you got a pickup truck...
Would you like to deliver meat to others?
Exactly.
Perhaps other meat enthusiasts like yourself.
So my point is, you know, I'm a sucker for that. So like, you know, the Amway thing and there's
so you done
cosmetic
Amway.
Stuff. No, but I listened to the pitch. And then there was another
for lacy underthings.
There was a security thing where you have like mace or you have, you know, we were going to try to all sell that and we were going to get, it was huge. It
but
was
the
money.
Problem with all these multi-level marketing things is they none of them sell you anything that you couldn't just get somewhere else for like a trip to the store.
Well,
yeah. Come go to the store. Come back in 5 minutes. You got your soap.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is the whole concept is they'll lure you in by saying, "Oh, we have all these killer products, right?" Well, you can barely afford to buy them in the first place. And number two,
and then you got to resell them.
Yeah, the whole idea is to try to get people to buy, but they don't even care about that. That what they really care about is that I get a Rick and a Sarah and a Tim and on and on below me doing the job for me. Because why would I want to do it, right?
Seriously. All right.
That's
thank
the
you.
Deal.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Scotty.
Goodbye.
Dave is a Mary Kay representative, really? Oh. Dave, hello, sir. Dave.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, sir.
Hi.
How
no,
are you?
You've got the wrong guy, but I've got a different Amway story.
Okay.
This is John. I lived in Eugene, Oregon. Dreadlocks, the Birkenstocks, it's a very down-dressed town. I'm walking past the convention center, and the doors open up, and they were like getting out for lunch, and there was like maybe 2,000 mostly men come walking out of the building, all in white shirts and ties. They looked like IBM salesmen or like Mormons or something. And I look up on the sign, and it says "Welcome Amway Convention," and it was just like fun. Hi, go anywhere. I mean, you know, thousands of salesmen, just you know.
Just everywhere, just a huge. I have gone to these. I've actually gone to some of these conventions. And again, it was with this. This is a long story, but when I was in Salt Lake, we'd all been fired, of course, and right. So we had this idea that we were going to try to start a sort of independent broadcasting company. We were going to, you know, start like an upstart. You know, an upstart sort of broadcasting firm, just a bunch of radio. Because who knows more about business management than a bunch of unemployed DJs? And so there was like 5 of us, and we're like, you know, we'll be the next Clear Channel. Let's start our own company. And we had no money, of course. And none of us have any savings. We've exhausted all of our girlfriend's money. We had nothing. And so this guy, one of the DJs that we'd worked with, this guy who he had like an open shirt and wore a lot of gold chains, and like a lot of his story started with, "So I was with this bird and." 68, and he's kind of an Austin Powers kind of a guy, and his idea was that we would finance this new broadcast. This sounds like a genius idea in retrospect, really. To finance our new broadcasting company with a multi-level marketing firm, and so we went to like a bunch of convention centers where like thousands and thousands of idiots, just as far as the eye can see, all of them with like bad sort of vinyl briefcases and
baitfish.
Like, yeah, seriously, sort of moth-eaten camel hair jackets. That's a great laugh, Scotty. We're excerpting that laugh out, right?
No, it's true. It's true. It's like everybody there is going, if they would look back just behind them, the same guy behind them would be going, "What in the F am I doing here?"
Seriously. All right.
You know, it's like everybody's trying to get the next guy to bite the hook. And how do you sell anything in a convention of Amway salesmen? But yeah, so I'm out there. I'm the only guy who doesn't have soap. And there's like 2,000 people coming out of the building.
That's just a great phrase. So there's 2,000 men and I'm the only one without soap. Okay, these are great laughs.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to excerpt a bunch of these laughs out.
Oh, it's from the soul.
It sounds like some sort of a prison story or something.
Well, it's you only laugh as bad as it hurts. Isn't that what they say?
Sure. All right. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Seacrest, out. Rick, says Todd the Corpse. I have also had people randomly stopping by with an old truck full of meat trying to sell it to me. The first time it happened, I just blankly stared at the stranger and tried to make my mind understand that he just said, quote, I've got some meat in my van. Would you like to buy it? I don't understand.
Everybody's going to make a living in this world.
I've got some meat in my van. Would you like to buy it? Where are they getting the meat from? Oh my God. Oh. Good God.
This is the weirdest show ever.
Oh wait, here we go. This is
Dave. Wait, did we find out how much you need to sell for the Mary Kay car?
This is Dave. Dave, are you a Mary Kay rep?
I am a Mary Kay rep.
Really?
I am.
Okay. First of all, okay. And secondly, how did that come about?
Well, actually, first of all, I would like to say, actually, that I listened to you on 9/11, the actual 9/11. That's when I first got hooked on.
Oh, well, cool. Thank you.
You were filling in for Ed Till. It was very impressive.
Ed Till he was stuck in Boston for like a week. Yeah.
So, anyway, I got involved in Mary Kay because my coworker came in and explained to me that she'd made over $2,000 in 3 weeks, and basically she'd done it on 6 hours of work.
How is that possible?
Because women become addicted to that. My mom uses Mary Kay.
Really? Is that true?
Yep. Yeah.
That is absolutely true. And the reason they become addicted to it is because it is the greatest product out there. And I'm not saying that because I'm a rep.
Uh-huh.
It actually has been voted the number one cosmetics company in the United States for 13 years running.
Which Hollywood stars would be using Mary Kay cosmetics?
I mean, yeah, and again, I'm not trying to poke fun. I'm just saying there's a certain image that comes along with Mary Kay. You just don't think typically.
You're absolutely right.
I'm a guy, and even I know that I don't typically think of Mary Kay as being one of your top-tier cosmetics. Like, they're in the Mary Kay rack at Nordstrom or something.
No, and there's a reason for that, actually. The reason Mary Kay is a direct sales product is because we believe in a personal basis between ourselves and our customers.
Oh, this is I'm like I'm speaking to a Scientologist, and no offense, but I mean this is literally I can hear the pages of the handbook turning in your head as you speak to me.
Actually, no handbook at all. This is my personal belief.
I'm not trying to don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to insult you. I'm just saying.
No, not at all.
As you say this, like I can hear you slipping into the sales guy tone of voice.
No, but he sounds like he really thinks it.
I'm not saying he doesn't believe it, but I'm saying I'm saying when you speak to me, you have a very, and I don't mean this as an insult, but you sound like a guy who sells stuff for a living. You have a very sort of personable but firm but direct way of speaking.
Thank you. I actually would take that as a compliment.
Yes.
I worked for U-Haul for 3 years, and you want to talk about hell. But Mary Kay really is a great product. I use it myself, and I realize that sounds very strange. Mary Kay isn't based anymore strictly around cosmetics. It's actually around skincare. And so if you want your skin to look better, you know, like yours is kind of blotchy, I can take care of that problem for you, Rick.
Thank you. Thanks for that.
No problem. But it's a skincare product that I use personally, and it really has helped my skin and helped millions and millions worldwide.
Do you do this for a living? Is this an augmenting your income, or is this your sole income?
This, at this point, is augmenting my income. I've been involved since about February, and I had to take about 4 months off due to personal reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another great point about the company. You can actually take as much time off as you want and always get started back up.
All right, so now you're a guy. You obviously don't want a pink Cadillac. So
actually, I would love a pink Cadillac.
Okay, so you're a guy. Obviously, you want a pink Cadillac. How much stuff do you have to sell to get a pink Cadillac from Mary Kay?
No, at this point, I'm not sure of the numbers exactly. And it's not now. Okay, this is where it's going to start sounding like a multi-level marketing blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. But it's really not multi-level marketing.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely different.
Okay.
And everybody says that you're absolutely right. I realize you already said that earlier on your on your show here. But the difference is that. With multi-level marketing, the way it works is you get people under you, and then basically you chop off part of their commission and take it for yourself.
Right, right. And so it's sort of like, here's how I always describe it to people if they don't know what multi-level marketing is. It's like This is how the analogy I use for kids, for, you know, the people my own age or younger. What I'll say that, like, there's Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre signed Eminem. And so Dre gets a piece of all of Eminem's CDs.
Right.
Eminem, in turn, signed 50 Cent. And Eminem produces 50 Cent's, all of his records. So every time 50 Cent sells a record, Eminem gets a piece of that, and then Dre gets a piece of Eminem's piece.
Right.
That's exactly, that is how you describe multi-level marketing or something like that to young people. So you're saying that Mary Kay is not that.
It's not that at all, actually. The way it works is that my business associates that I get underneath me, mm-hmm. okay, what I do is I help them with their business. I help them learn the business and learn how to sell better. And then after that, when they sell something, I get a commission check from the company. So they purchase their product that they sell to people.
Okay.
Then they sell for X number of percentage above what they bought it for. And then what they purchased, I get a percentage from the company of the money that the company makes.
This whole thing is making my head hurt. So my question is, back to the pink Cadillac, because that's really what was the impetus for all of this. So,
yes.
But I mean, is there a finite dollar amount of product that you got to sell, and then they'll like say, and here's the pink Cadillac?
There is.
Do you know what it is? Do you have a ballpark?
It's not based on ballpark. It's not based on personal sales. It's based on unit sales.
Sure, so sure.
As many people as you have under you have to reach a certain specific goal.
Right.
Somewhere around over 4 months, you have a four-month period to do it in.
So it's not like a cumulative. So it's not like a thing you... I thought that was a thing you worked towards for like a decade or something, and at the end of it, when you retired, they gave you the car.
Kind of, but not really. No, not when you retire at all, actually.
Okay, so you have like 4 months. So how much product would you have to move in 4 months to get the pink Cadillac?
You and your unit, I believe, over a four-month period, somewhere between... yes, you and your unit, Rick. your unit has to sell, I believe it's somewhere around... oh, I don't know. I want to say over 4 months, you and your unit, $90,000.
So you'd have to have a pretty good-sized unit to be able to accomplish these goals. Well, I suppose it's not impossible in any business. And since you're dealing with ladies, most likely.
And I do have to say, you were making a comment about you don't really see a pink Cadillac and think classy ladies.
Oh, yeah.
I do have to say the women who drive the pink Cadillac are very, very classy.
Okay. So you're a man, and you would you drive the pink Cadillac if they offered to you?
I would drive the pink Cadillac strictly as a status symbol.
May I?
Not into status symbols, but it really is.
May I ask this, and please forgive me, but
okay, Rick wants to know if you're gay.
I want to know if you're gay.
That's okay. Everybody asks me that. No, I'm about as straight as they come.
And you would drive a pink Cadillac that said Mary
That's
Kay on the back?
That's a real man. That's a real man.
I would.
He's comfortable with himself.
With or without poodles.
I'm not a big fan of poodles. One bit me as a small child.
All right. Yes.
It's not really pink. I mean, you think the old style.
Okay, that's a lie. I've seen them at the mall. You go to Lloyd Center, like you're always going to see those are pink.
Have you seen the new ones, Rick?
They're teal.
No.
The last couple of years, pink.
Turquoise.
They are pink, but they're a pearlescent pink.
Okay, you are gay.
I'm not.
Okay, look, not I understand Rick, that one may be in denial about this, but really, did you just say pearlescent pink?
I did say pearlescent pink.
All right, I want you to take a long weekend somewhere.
Well,
maybe
comfortable with his own sexuality.
He is comfortable with himself, Rick, just because you wouldn't feel confident riding around a pearlescent pink car.
I'm just saying... Maybe just take a few days at a cabin somewhere. Maybe think about things a little bit. Maybe put on some cashmere, see how it feels.
Hey, I lived in Seattle about 2 blocks from Capitol Hill for quite some time.
So there you go.
I am straight.
Well, okay. No, all kidding aside, thank you so much. It really, I know this sounds dumb, but that's a thing that has haunted me for a long time, wondering exactly how one gets the pink Cadillac.
Yes.
And it really is perfect that it was a guy who called up and explained, a guy who was a Mary Kay rep. That really is fantastic. So,
well, I have to tell you, Rick, I believe I'm the only Mary Kay representative that listens to your show.
That is probably true, my friend.
I'm also the only male representative on the West Coast. Or, I'm sorry, in all of Oregon.
Really?
Awesome.
Let me ask you this. Are you single?
I am not single, actually.
Okay, I was just going to say, because it seems like you could probably get a lot of action at those conventions.
Yeah, well...
I mean, if you're the only...
Did you meet your girlfriend at a convention?
I did not.
If you, it was she a prize? Did you like moved enough product in 3 months? They if you, because this, I mean, if you're like the only male Mary Kay representative, and you go to one of their conventions, that's like you. You're obviously very successful to keep doing it. I mean, it's like you and like 5,000 hot Mary Kay chicks in one hotel. I'm just saying.
Well, I have to tell you, I actually went to the seminar that we have every year in Texas this past July, and I met 4 other men while I was there, and only one of them was straight. Other than myself.
All right. Well, sir, thank you. Call us anytime. And I have to tell you, for what it's worth, when you were describing some of the products, I saw Sarah's eyes light up just a little bit.
Oh, no, the first makeup my mom ever bought me was Mary Kay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because she wouldn't let me wear makeup, but for some reason, since she had such brand loyalty, she would buy me Mary Kay products.
Well, your mother's a smart woman. She knows what she's doing, so there you go. All right. Dave?
You know, I could come in and give you all facials on the air if you'd like.
Ooh.
I have to think about that one.
Why don't you give Scotty J your information?
I can do that.
Oh, ow. And he just hit himself on the head with the next one.
Okay.
No, please do.
Really? Now, because I do have some blotchiness.
I do
have some razor burn that seems to be a persistent problem.
And actually, I have a skin moisturizer that would take care of that problem. And a shaving cream that is unbeatable.
You were going to say it's to die for. I could hear you starting to say that.
I heard that too.
You were going to say it's to die for.
I was, and it is. It truly is the greatest shaving cream I've ever used. And I'm Italian, so I know.
Uh-huh. Does that mean that
are you cute?
You kiss a lot of men on the lips, don't you?
No, Rick, actually, you have that all wrong, but that's okay.
Okay.
Truly, I think Travolta's gay, but it could just be one of those Scientology things. Who knows?
This is the weirdest phone call we have ever had. I use a brush now. I don't use
We bought you that fancy shave oil stuff.
And I have to say that it's my... This program is just, we are just high diving off the board into the pool here.
I have to
here.
Go shopping with Rick for, like, skin products.
No,
so we had to go to Nordstrom and get a fancy skin treatment.
I have sensitive skin, you bastards.
And the brush.
I use a three-part shaving system. I have the shave oil. I have the brush, which, as it says in big letters inside, is pure badger. And it's from a company called The Art of Shaving. And I have to say, it actually has helped a lot, because I used to get really terrible razor burn. It's actually better, hadn't gone away, but it's a lot better.
Good.
So, you know, maybe you got something, help me get that extra step done.
I can help you with that. That's not a problem.
Okay. I'll tell you what, how long does it take to do a whole facial?
I could probably do it, well, for you guys on the air. If you wanted to do it on the air, I could do it in 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
What if he's talking while you're doing it?
Yeah, is that a thing? Am I able to speak while it's happening?
You probably could, but you wouldn't get most of the information. You'd just know what it felt like and be able to use the product.
Let me ask you this. Would there be a noticeable before and after? If you were to come in and, like, you put me down in the chair, do the facial, whatever the facial consists of, is that just like when you're giving me a scrubbing? What does that consist of?
No, you would basically have to, apply the product, because I am not a cosmologist.
Cosmologist.
Cosmetologist.
Yes, okay.
I thought it was a cosmetologist.
A cosmetologist. Okay, and so, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to leave your info with Scotty J. And I'm
no problem.
Okay, we'll figure out something to do with this. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Rick. You have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Is this show the new lead-in for Oprah by any chance?
Seriously. All right. Oh, there you go. All right. Hey, kids, it's Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. Dennis Pitzenbarger will be here in a while. Come back with Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. Like us at 306. Don't go anywhere. It's a Rick Emerson Show. Back after this. Be down with the kids. The wanted man from the wanted clan.